give it a new start. If you just believe, all things are possible. Oh, what God can do if you're willing to go through the making of a man. And each trial along the way brought him closer to the Lord. He was strengthened day by day as he learned to love him more. Through it all shone bright and clear from these memories of the past, how God's love had used each tear to make a better man at last. Of a man, the breaking of a heart, how God can take a life and give it a new start. If you'll just believe, all things are possible.
Oh, what God can do if you're willing to go through the making of a man. The making of a man. Suffering either makes you sweet and better, or sour and bitter. It humbles you or hardens you, one extreme or the other. Everyone has tests and temptations and trials and tribulations of some form or another, but it's how you handle them that makes the difference. We can avoid becoming bitter or resentful about our trials and sufferings if we realize that our great Heavenly Father, the Spirit of Love of the entire universe, will never allow any evil to come into our life unless He can in some way make it turn out for good. And this is the wonderful secret that makes burdens become blessings and trials become triumphs and crosses become crowns. The knowledge that no matter what we go through, it will somehow turn out for our good. This is the wonderful plan that God has for us and the gift that He has given us who believe in Jesus and are His children. If we are saved, we can even welcome problems and suffering because we know there's a wise and wonderful reason for each and every test and trial. However, those who do not know the Lord and are not saved and follow only the evil ways of this world are not so fortunate. The devil, whom the Bible calls the god of this world, is not merciful and is not loving. In fact, he is the destroyer who always seeks to hinder, harm, and tear down. Burdens and trials in the lives of those who follow him this way are destructive, senseless, and meaningless, and only for the purpose of destroying and tearing them down. But everything that happens to the child of God always has somewhere a ray of hope. The storm always has a rainbow. The night always has its stars. The clouds always have a silver lining. God's loving care is always present in any circumstance, and even when it cannot be seen, faith knows that God is there. For the child of God, there is always a good and wonderful purpose behind suffering. A blessing in disguise. Nevertheless, problems, with all of their advantages and lessons and blessings, sometimes do tend to discourage us and weigh us down and often tempt us to despair. One of the best ways for keeping our cheerfulness and our balance in times of stress and adversity is the attitude we take toward our problems. For an example, let's take the story of the small boy who sat quietly quietly in a seat of a train running between two of the western cities in the United States. It was a hot, dusty day, very uncomfortable for traveling, and that particular ride was perhaps the most uninteresting day's journey in the whole land. But the little fellow sat patiently watching the fields and the fences hurrying by, until a motherly old lady, leaning forward, asked sympathetically, "Aren't you tired of the long ride, dear, and the dust and the heat?" The lad looked up brightly and replied with a smile, "Yes, ma'am, a little, but I don't mind it much, because my father is going to meet me when I get to the end of it." What a beautiful thought it is that when life seems wearisome and monotonous and burdensome, as it sometimes does, we can look forward, hopefully and trustingly, and like the little lad, not mind it much, because our Father, too, will be waiting to meet us at our journey's end. The Lord will meet us at the end of life's journey. Thank God. Well, we hope that this tape will inspire you to rise above your sufferings, to value them, even to welcome them, and that you will be encouraged to know that for the child of God, there is a good and wonderful purpose behind the things that you suffer, and that in reality, they are a blessing in disguise. And finally, let's not forget that Jesus suffered everything that we suffer. The Bible says he was tempted in all points, just like we are. There were times when he was sick, and he was tired, and he was hungry, and he was thirsty, and he was discouraged. Think of that. Jesus himself knows what it's like to suffer. In fact, he suffered more than any of us can ever even imagine. He suffered for all the sins of all the world because he loves us so much and was willing to even die for us. And someday soon, God's word promises us all the suffering for those who love God will come to an end. And he shall wipe away every tear from our eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain. For all the evil of this world shall be passed away when Jesus himself returns to earth to right all wrongs and establish his eternal kingdom of love and peace. But until that day, we will have to endure some suffering. But if you have Jesus in your heart, if you do your best to love him and follow his teachings as written in the Bible, you will find that the joy and happiness that will pervade and fill your life will far outweigh any temporary times of sorrow, suffering, testing, and trial. And that, as we have seen, God will work all of these things together for your good. And when hard times do come, the Lord promises us in his word, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." And you'll find that no matter how deep the floods of pain and sorrow, or how hot the fires of trial and affliction, Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And if you put your hand in his, trust in him, and depend upon his word, he will lovingly lead you and safely see you through it all.
I've had many tears and sorrows, I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation, that my trials only come to make me strong. I've been to lots of places, and you know I've seen a lot of faces. There have been times I've felt so all alone, but in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know I was his own. The mountains, and I thank him for the valleys, and I thank him for the storms he brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I'd never know that my God could solve it, and I'd never know what faith in God could do.
Do it all.
Receive Jesus and personally experience his great love that will forever protect and keep you and lead you and guide you through it all, you can by simply praying this short prayer with me. Dear Jesus, I know that I need help and that I can't save myself. I believe that you are the Son of God, and that through you, I can personally know your loving Father. Jesus, I need your love to cleanse me from all fear and hate. I need your light to drive away all darkness. I need your peace to calm my troubled mind. You promised in your word that if I'd open the door of my heart, you would come in. So I now open my heart to you, and I ask you, Jesus, to please come in and give me your free gift of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for suffering for all of the wrongs I have done, and for forgiving me and hearing and answering my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Inspiring tapes and literature, write us today at the address on the cassette jacket. God bless you. We love you.